This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
And that swung on it, hit to left center and hit well. Benintendi going back at the track, turning around. He'll look and watch it fly.
He skies one to center. Back is Buxton. Takes a look. Up it goes and gone.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
I absolutely love it. A little Sunday baseball between the Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. From Kauffman Stadium, James Kaprielian up against Brady Singer. Think about it. You hang out, you have a little breakfast, you get your coffee, you watch a little baseball. Next thing it's over, and you enjoy the rest of this beautiful Sunday here in the Bay Area. As the A's are looking to win a series, and they're looking to win a series on the road. Roxy Bernstein will be doing the game today here on A's Cast in the A's Radio Network. Roxy, did you just hear that? A series win potentially today?
I don't drink coffee, Chris. I didn't get past that statement. So, you know, but you know me. I'm a tea guy.
Oh, are you kidding me? I'm on my third cup. I'm ready to rock.
You sound like it.
Let's get her going. Come on.
Let's get a series win. I'm with you, Chris. You know, that was a gutsy win the A's came up with yesterday. And they caught some breaks along the way, but they took advantage of it. And as we know here in June, wins have been very hard to come by. But they found a way to get it done yesterday, and now they put themselves in position to win a series. And, look, James Kaprielian, I thought he pitched better in his last start. Maybe he's turning the corner and can be more consistent, and let's hope he can build on what he did. Even though, you know, he didn't win his last start, I thought striking out seven and his five-plus innings have worked. He maybe is back on the right track to being the guy we thought he can be at the beginning of the year.
You know, we'll get back to Cap. Talking about yesterday's game, I just love the story that came out after the game about Tony Kemp talking to the guys in the stands. They want the game to end. They're trying to get to the casino. And next thing you know, he starts talking about gambling and he likes craps. And then, boom, he hits the home run, the real insurance run. What a game yesterday for him. Seth Brown is hitting on the road. Some guys, Roxy, just play better on the road in certain seasons.
And think about his day, right? He set the tone for the day with his first at-bat. He crushed a ball foul. And then he rips a ball past first base for a double. And that got the offense going. And the A's scored two runs in the first inning. For the first time, they had a multiple-run first inning in about 3 weeks. And it was because he got it going. And so he did that. Then he had a gift double in the third inning on a fly ball that was lost in the sun by Edward Olivares there in right field. But then he put the exclamation point on it, and he also made that great defensive play to end the bottom of the first inning when there was some controversy on that ball hit to Jonah Bride at third base. And Kemp was ready to make a play. And he joined me postgame. I know you heard what he was talking about, that I can't let that ball fall in. He was worried about a ball falling in front of him. Broke in, then adjusted and made a tremendous diving catch, which was a huge play for the A's and gave him a 2-0 lead after one. But he was in the middle of everything yesterday and having fun. And it seems like when he can take a step back and take a breath and enjoy himself out there in the field like he did with those fans right near the dugout yesterday, I think it makes for a better Tony Kemp, and it certainly made it for a better Oakland A's squad the way Kemp brought it yesterday.
And a series win today before you head on to take on the Yankees in New York, who they're going to be breathing fire after what's been happening to them, where Verlander basically threw it by him, and then the no-hitter yesterday. We'll see what happens in the Bronx if the Astros can get a sweep. So, you know, the Yankees are going to be looking to take it to the A's. And by the way, the Royals have been playing good baseball. They've won 6 of 9 with a 2.57 ERA during that time. So you're beating a team, hopefully, in this series who has been playing better, coming off a very good road trip out west.
Yeah, they are. And yesterday, look, the A's runs have been tough to come by for the A's. Oh. But they found a way to scratch out 9 yesterday. And then today, you're trying to win this series against a team that, look, went to Anaheim, played well against the Angels, won 2 out of 3. Of course, we saw them at the Coliseum last weekend. They won the series from the A's. So it would be nice to get a team that's in a similar position, right? They're trying to figure out, okay, when they start winning again, who they're going to be and who's going to be a part of it. And we certainly know Bobby Witt Jr. and MJ Melendez are going to be a part of it. But these two teams are in the same boat, and you got to win a series like this if you can. And it would be a big step for Caprillion to get back on track and get that win today and help the A's win this series.
Great stuff. Have a good call.
Talk to you in a bit, Townie.
Roxy Bernstein on the call for the Athletics and the Kansas City Royals coming your way here on A's Cast. Coming up next, part one of the Mark Kotze Show right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Most out of a time of use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept, and to help you get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $899, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This is A's Total Access.
Time now for part one of the Mark Kotze Show, brought to you by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Check out their locations in the Bay Area, or you go to nestbedding.com for your mattress, your pillows, your sheets, you name it. And use the coupon code Oakland to get 10% off your entire order. That's nestbedding.com. Mark Kotze, talk about playing the Royals for the second time so quickly.
Yeah, you know, it does make the advanced scouting a little bit easier on the staff. And, you know, as you talk about, we just got done playing them. And so there's a lot of familiarity to it. And, you know, in that, it definitely decreases the workload that goes into preparing for each series. You know, Kansas City went down to L.A. They played some pretty good baseball. I think they beat the Angels 2 out of 3. So team's playing better. And, you know, we're looking forward to going out and getting a W tonight.
And then you're going to end up at Yankee Stadium, which obviously for first-time players is, even though it's the new Yankee Stadium, it's still Yankee Stadium. And I know for the old Yankee Stadium, how just historic it was to go in there. What is it like for a player? Talk about your first time going to play in New York.
Yeah, you know, Yankee Stadium is a special place. We do have some young kids here that are going to experience it for their first time. So we'll try to get them out on that field early for some early work, get them familiar with the stadium, with the background, with field conditions itself. And that's to be said here in Kansas City as well. You know, each infield in the big leagues is plays different speed-wise and depth perception in terms of being in the batter's box. But in terms of Yankee Stadium and getting to the Bronx for the first time, I can reflect back on my career. I wore number 7 in the Yankee Stadium as a Florida Marlin, a young rookie right fielder. And let's just say, Tony, it didn't go very well. The experience wasn't great. I was 0 for, I think, 8 after my first 2 and took right field on the third day. And they were yelling and screaming at me to take my number off. It was disrespectful to Mickey Mantle. And so it was pretty brutal experience for myself as a young rookie in Yankee Stadium.
You know, Frankie Montas threw just one heck of a game. And just you know, thinking back on this was the best Frankie had. I mean, he had the plus-plus fastball, obviously had the splitter. But when Frankie also has the slider going and he's got all three pitches, he has the ability to have that what we like to call no-hitter stuff. And then later in the game, he's still pumping it up there, 98-99. What impressed you the most about his outing?
Yeah, I think for Frankie, obviously getting into the eighth inning without giving up a hit, you know, and in terms of the fastball life all day, he had it when he needed it. He reached back and hit 99, which we hadn't really seen this year. As you talked about, the slider, being able to locate it, the split down and in on right-handers, I know vividly stands out. The Rodriguez at bat, he went heater, split down and in, and three pitches made a pretty good hitter look pretty bad. So Frankie had his best stuff yesterday, competed his, you know, his tail off for us, and you know, left that game with everything he had. He left everything out there, and you got to tip your cap to Frankie, and just, you know, overall, just from the year he's had for us, you know, the wins and losses don't reflect it at all. He's a competitor. He takes the ball every fifth day, and really has given us a good opportunity to win ball games when he's on the mound.
You know, when you're a hitter and you step into the box and you know the pitcher has 3, maybe even 4 pitches that he's got full confidence in, and he's got 3 to 4 all working for him, what's your game plan as a hitter going up against a pitcher like that?
And I think you got to be aggressive early. You're looking fastball to try to get, you know, to get out of there before you get to that second and third wipeout pitch. So you do see some guys against Frankie be a little more aggressive early count. They came out yesterday, Seattle did, and swung early in that first inning. You saw, you know, Crawford and France, Rodriguez all swing early count, make outs. From that standpoint, as you say, as you get deeper into those at-bats with guys that have wipeout pitches, the ABs tend to get harder, and your focus becomes not driving the baseball but putting it in play.
You know, one thing that we've talked about in the past, and we're starting to see it, and I'm happy for it, and I'm sure you are too, is starting to see some younger players get opportunities, and Jonah Bride is just a fantastic story. All the work that he's put in, he's earned everything he has gotten, and he's produced for you. How nice is it, and does it put a big smile on your face to write his name into the lineup card every day?
Yeah, you know, Jonah, as you mentioned, coming through our minor league system, a player development success, he's hit at every level and really worked hard at finding a position that he can play confidently, and we're doing that here at the major league level as well. We're getting him his opportunities to play third base and second base. You know, we're going to see incremental improvements from these younger players while they're here, and that's really what you're talking about, the joy of watching their success, you know, seeing it happening in front of us and being a part of it, for Jonah, for Nick Allen, even Sheldon Noisy, even though he's a little bit on the older side of being a younger player in terms of age, he's still young at this level. He's still getting his feet on the ground and still going through these learning curves, and we're gonna look at that, and we talk about our back end of our bullpen as well with these guys that we feel are mature that have been here but really haven't, in those Zach Jackson, AJ Puck, and the likes of those that are, you know, trying to solidify being big pieces in this bullpen as well.
We'll have part two in just a little bit, brought to you by NessBetting.com. Up next, Eric Burns, Burnsy, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage. From player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
Who's feeling pretty good about the car they drive right now? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
I love my Honda CR-V.
I'd recommend a Honda to anybody.
Pricing? I mean, for what you get, it's amazing.
According to J.D. Power, Honda's the number one brand for residual value. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your NorCal Honda dealer today.
Based on J.D. Power USALG 36-month residual value forecast for 2022 mainstream models. For J.D. Power 2022 award info, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
TrackPhone wants to know, are you an influencer, a big live streamer? No? Then guess what? You don't need an endless data plan. Get just the right amount of data with TrackPhone's new $40 unlimited talk and text smartphone plan. Now with 8 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited carryover on America's largest, most dependable network, now with 5G. Get the data you need at the price you want. TrackPhone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. 5G-compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at TrackPhone.com.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it. Perfect pitch right on the black.
Breaking ball hit high in the air to left. It's deep. Back on it is Eaton. At the track, at the wall, and gone!
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Jessica Kleinschmidt caught up with our old friend Eric Burns, and we have it for you here on A's Cast, and they're talking about it's hilarious. And even the LA Times said the future of baseball, the Savannah Bananas.
Bill Lee, 75-year-old Bill Lee,
yeah.
Bay Area native,
yes.
Pitched in every single game for us. Mm-hmm. Just about every single game we had of the 14-game World Tour, he was in there. Did not walk one batter, not one. Never pulled him out, finished every single inning he started, got lit at times. We played the four-man outfield for Bill B. And he loved it when balls were getting caught as these guys were hitting moonshots to the wall, and he wasn't very happy when they hit a ball to shortstop and it went into the outfield. So he's just a special character. So overall, there's nothing like it, and
yeah.
it's really hard to explain until you get out there and have a chance to see it.
And I've seen you. We had a former A's guy out there, Johnny Gomes, I believe, joined you, and then Jake Peavy was out there. So you're having big names embrace this as well, which is really cool.
Yeah, Johnny came out, and I think he ended up having a walk-off walk against the Kansas City Monarchs, and that was fun to see because we played the party animals, and then after, you know, that part of the World Tour was over, we played a challenge game against the Kansas City Monarchs, and they're a legit top-end independent team. The first four guys in their lineup, all four of them, including Pete Cosma, who was with the A's, and Matt Adams.
Oh, yeah.
They hit 1, 2, 3, 4 in the order. It was Vladimir Guerrero's cousin, and there was a guy from the Royals, Sweeney. Is his last name. Those are the first four guys in their lineup, all four in the big league. So then the question becomes, well, how is this going to work against a real team? And banana ball is match play.
Mm-hmm.
So they went out there the first inning and they lit up our guy. And ironically, it's the guy that's more of a professional pitcher, right? He's 92 on the bump. He's got a tight little slider. And they absolutely took it to him, scored six runs. Next inning, they score zero. We score one. We win the inning. So just like that, it's 1-1 because it's match play. And the first night, they ended up getting us. And then the second night, we ended up getting them. And that's where Johnny Gomes had the walk-off walk. I pinch hit myself. I typically try to find a pretty big situation just for dramatic effect,
right,
to go ahead and call time to go over and pinch it. So it's been fun. Like, I haven't played baseball in 10 years. And yeah, so to go back and start taking BP again, like I'm actually, instead of just messing around, right, with the kids, to actually do it, like, that was rewarding. Now you forget how much you love playing this game and how much I forgot how much I loved playing. I knew I loved coaching it. I knew I loved the game, but I hadn't played in so long that like the feeling of the ball coming off the bat and all these things. So yeah, it was really cool. Jake Peavy, same sort of thing. And I just love how these guys are all in. Like they love it. John Gall, my cousin, all-time hits leader in the Pac-12. He came and he took an at bat as well. And it's just, he comes out, he was an Olympian and went to Stanford. So he comes out like, you know, with his gold, he had a bronze medal. He comes out with his bronze medal on, playing God Bless the USA. He won a World Series ring with the Cardinals. So he takes off his World Series ring and hands it to the World Series ring to one of his kids, the bronze medal to his other. And then, you know, and then he gets up there and, you know, first time he's taken it at bat in almost 10 years as well. So, the funny thing was he faced the one guy we had that threw like 94 and ended up putting a good pass on it and flew out. But yeah, it's just, you know, a lot of it is surrounded around, you know, these viral moments that are created, not when the ball's in play. But then again, you know, I think one of the biggest things that does come out of it is when the guys are actually on the field and doing the dancing, right? Like that's it's comical, and there's a pace of play and everything that goes with it, that if you're not used to banana ball, like, oh man, it's a whole different thing.
Yeah, it was really cool to watch. Now, you mentioned you may not be dubbed a manager, but one guy that you and I have talked about a lot is your former A's manager, Bob Guerin. How much of an impact he had on you, and why? I think you mentioned he was your favorite manager. What was so special about him?
Yeah, Bob was just a guy that I had all coming up all through the minor leagues with the A's. I had him in the Dominican when I won an MVP award out there. I think I always played well for him. So anyway, our relationship, was solid in that sense. Yeah. And, you know, Bob's a different guy. And I know Bob, there was a time, you know, when he managed the A's, I was not here. And I heard different things about how he actually went about his business. I know he changed a little bit. Bob even told me he changed a little bit for whatever reason. Just, you know, I think he tried to, you know, step back from having these personal connections with the players. But, you know, as I do this managing and coaching thing, you know, whether it's kids, whether it's, you know, growing men, I think the biggest thing is communication. Mm-hmm. And when you're able to have the communication with the kids, you know, with these banana players, give them an idea of, you know, what exactly you're looking for out of them, you know, when it comes to playing time, you know, map it out. It's okay. They tell them, hey, look, this is where we're going to try to get you in. If it happens, great. You know, if it doesn't happen, you know, you got to stay flexible with me. And that was the biggest thing with Bob. Bob was always just a great communicator. And, you know, that was my experience with him. I took a lot. I mean, it wasn't just Bob. It was, you know, a lot of guys, even the current A's manager now in Kotze, where, you know, Kotze was a huge influence in my career to be able to play alongside him. And, you know, I remember, you know, him talking about just throwing a baseball from the outfield. And, you know, I used to be full send, gun ho, tried to throw it as hard as I can. And, you know, I remember he's like, there's an art to it where you could get like an arc in the ball that could one hop the third baseman at home, as opposed to like the short hop, it's really hard for the third baseman or the catcher to handle. So, you know, I mean, Kotz is one of the smartest baseball guys that I've ever been around. And I think, you know, when you guys figure it out over there with personnel and everything. I look, Kotz is going to be an unbelievable manager, and I think you guys got the right guy leading the ship.
Always love hearing from Bernsie. Coming up next, a view from the press box. Martin Gallegos from MLB.com will join Roxy Bernstein right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams, too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro refrigerant and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate, plus earn double O rewards points with the purchase of select AC Pro refrigerant products. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro refrigerant at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
We continue on the A's Clubhouse Show. It's heading up for the final game of this series with the A's and the Royals in Kansas City. Time for a view from the press box with the A's writer from MLB.com, Martin Gallegos, with us. And, boy, yesterday was a wild ball game for so many reasons, but a much-needed win for this ball club. Do you get a sense, Martin, talking to the guys after the ball game, that there was like a relief that they were able to get that win yesterday?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the way obviously the season's been going, and especially, you know, the last month or so, you know, they haven't had a series win since May. So that win puts them in position for possibly a series win today. And they've played a lot of close games. You know, even though they've been losing a lot, they've played a lot of one-run games, and they've been on the wrong end of them. So to finally come out on the winning end of a game like that, I think it's just like a big, you know, weight lifted off their shoulders for sure.
One of the good signs I'm seeing lately is the way that Seth Brown's been swinging the bat here. He's been hitting the ball hard even when he's making outs. But what are some of the other things you've noticed with this team that could give everybody a silver lining or some hope and optimism?
Well, I think particularly in this series, I think we've seen Jonah Bride and Nick Allen, two guys, you know, young guys who have been talked about for a while, come up, and they're having success in this series. It seems like every game, even the game they lost the first night, they've done something, you know, pretty impressive, whether it was Jonah Bride on the field or, you know, Nick Allen driving in some runs or Jonah Bride yesterday getting his first RBI there. They're playing every day, and they're getting a chance to contribute, and they're showing that, you know, they have a chance to be successful at the major league level and a part of this team's future.
Martin, when I watch Nick Allen defensively, I see something different, right, with him, his instincts. What do you notice when you watch him?
Yeah, I mean, we've always heard about his defense, you know, for years now, and I think, you know, it's kind of, I get the feeling watching him pregame during his drills, kind of like when Matt Chapman was over there at third base, you know, just so smooth and, you know, be able to pick everything. The first time he came up, you know, maybe it was a little rushing little things a little too much. I think he would even tell you that, but this time around, he definitely seems a lot more comfortable. He seems to be handling the position real well, and we haven't even seen, I think, the best yet. I think he's going to make some dazzling plays. He's made all the routine plays, but at some point, he's going to get a chance to make one of those, you know, highlight reel plays that are going to be played all over and over again for sure.
Speaking of chance, yesterday was a big opportunity for Lou Trevino. The A's needed him with Danny Jimenez on the injured list right now and using A.J. Puck and Zach Jackson earlier in the ballgame. So Trevino is getting that opportunity. Did you see a different Lou Trevino yesterday?
I think he went out there and, you know, he kept his, you know, confidence up regardless of what happened. You know, he walked the first guy, and obviously that was a, you know, big, you know, warning sign, but he was able to navigate through it. It wasn't the best outing for him. We've seen better outings, but, you know, the fact that he was able to settle down and not only finish the eighth but also go back out for the ninth and finish that off, I think it was definitely a huge confidence boost for him going forward. I think, you know, he even talked about it later. You know, he feels like he hasn't had a bad year in terms of his stuff. He feels like he's been getting unlucky a lot with, you know, soft hit balls that have turned into runs. So he feels like at some point it's got to change for him. And maybe last night for him, he feels like was the start of a turning point for him going forward.
I want to ask you about somebody on the other side of what you've seen from Bobby Witt Jr., the son of a former Oakland Athletic. And look, we were reading all about him. We got to see him at the Coliseum last weekend. And I just watched him, our team. He looks different, right? The way he carries himself on the field.
Yeah, it definitely seems to be a superstar in the making. I mean, he's been a top prospect for years, and he's come up and he's lived to the hype, whether it's at the plate or that play he made on Bride's ground ball. I mean, when I saw it live, it was impressive, but I went back and looked at the replay. I was like, man, this is incredible. And every game, you know, he's done something impressive as well. That homer he hit yesterday too was a bomb. So, you know, he seems to be legit, and he's only a rookie. So, I mean, we're going to be hearing about him for a lot, you know, for years to come for sure.
Martin, appreciate the time. Thanks.
No problem, Roxy. Anytime.
Martin Gallegos from MLB.com. Townie, back to you.
Coming up next, the stat of the day and the injury report as we get you ready for the Royals and the A's right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Barrie locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
Carla's retiring early next month. We're all going to have to learn to pick up a slack.
The dessert-making role at Sawyer's Restaurant, deserted.
Tom, if you can handle beignets.
They need a new pastry chef who can souffle like it's a piece of cake.
Come on, guys, we got a line out the door. How much longer for those croissants?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
And he swings and flies one to right. Deep in the corner, Marisnyk giving chase at the wall. And out it goes for Jed Lowry.
A's Cast is your 24-7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend. Presented by Chevron.
Time now for the stat of the day brought to you by Mechanics Bank. And to be honest with you, folks, I got some stuff. It's not great, but who knows? The A's look to win consecutive games for the first time since May 24th and 25th against the Mariners. Wow, it's been a long time since they have won back-to-back games. And I know we talk a lot about the slash line in baseball, average on-base slugging. Well, right now the A's are last in Major League Baseball, a .211 average, a .274 on base percentage, and a .329 slug. But the good news is all that doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is yesterday's win where they put up 9 and what they do today. Win today, take 2 out of 3. And then get ready for the Bronx, because the Yankees aren't going to be happy campers because the Astros have been taking it to them at Yankee Stadium. Time now for the injury report brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Reminding you to stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit KP.org today. Here's Mark Kotze on Stephen Piscotty.
We'll be in touch with Stephen today. He's scheduled to play again today. And, we'll talk through the timing of bringing him back here, how he feels, both physically and from a timing perspective of his at-bats.
So, Piscotty hitting over 400 in AAA. It'll be nice to see him back. You got a few of the vets not getting days off today, which is good. So, you're going to see Jed in there. You're going to see Stephen Vogt, kind of the old guard, going to be in the lineup today, mixed in with some young guys. In the back of the order, we'll see what Pache and Allen can produce at the 8 and 9 slot. Coming up next, part 2 of the Mark Kotze Show, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Innovation, it's at the heart of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Part 2 of my conversation with Mark Kotze. We do it every single week on A's Cast Live. We air it on Fridays and play it throughout the week on A's Cast, and it's brought to you by NestBedding.com. Love where you sleep. You know, when you talk about those guys in the back of your bullpen, it's just, it's hard to explain to people that those last three outs, the finality of the game is just different. I know people try to say, well, you know, the biggest turning point or the most high risk could be the seventh inning or the eighth inning. And I always go, I get it, but you have to understand there's just something different about the ninth inning. It's the end of the game. It's the same thing with, like, the last drive in football. It's the same thing with the time counting down in basketball, the last shot. Just tell the fans how the last three outs is a different ball game.
Yeah, you know, it is. And it's, you know, it's not fair to judge it if you haven't been out there on that mound and having to go through that experience. You know,
we look at, as you talk about, the sixth inning and the leverage moment in the middle of the lineup or the eighth inning, you know, but really when you get 24 outs, there's still 27 full to get a complete game in, and those last three seem to be like, maybe if you can mentally picture standing on a tee box with a one stroke lead on the 18th hole trying to hit a drive down the middle of the fairway. So the best of the best sometimes struggle at that. So there's a high level of pressure getting those last three outs, and experience can definitely help those that go out there in those situations and lead that to having success.
Yeah, standing on that tee box with a one-stroke lead, I can already feel my duck hook with the nerves already going left on that one. You know, we mentioned Nick Allen earlier, and it's great to see him back. We know and hope he's going to be a big part of the future for this ball club. Have you seen a difference in him since you brought him back up from Vegas?
Well, it's been a short window, but I think, you know, looking at him defensively, you know, there's a little bit more of a comfortability. I think he's a little more relaxed on defense right now. He's made a couple of good plays since he's been back. And you can see, you know, the anticipation of what he's working on in defense. The play that he made when we had the infield in the other day, and the two depth, and he went to his right, backhanded the ball. It was a contact play. We didn't get the out at home, but going back and looking at that play on video, he was well ahead of a step before that ball was even hit in play, anticipating a sinker down and away. So he does look more comfortable, and he's going to get more comfortable the more time he gets on this field.
You know, when you think of him offensively, you know, you love seeing the first career home run. He's not a very big guy, but would you say there's more pop than probably you would think out of that bat?
Yeah, he definitely has some power. He can drive the baseball, you know, but what we're looking for out of Nick would be the alley-type power, and occasionally he's going to run into a ball like he did for his first home run. It was a changeup elevated, which is a good sign because it tells me he was looking for fastballs to drive the fastball to the right side of the diamond, which was the game plan. So, you know, that part of the maturation process for Nicky, you know, is coming together. And again, when we talk about developing players and looking at these younger players, you know, those are the positive signs. And those are the things we've got to continually drive into them that, you know, it's a difficult game, especially when you're coming here for the first time. But to reward them for those successes that are going to eventually lead to their long-term success at this level.
All righty, three in Kansas City, three in New York, and then four against the Seattle Mariners, who you just saw. So the next time we will talk to you, we'll be in Seattle. So have a great week.
All right. Thanks again, Tony. Appreciate you.
To hear the entire interview, go to athletics.com/AceCast. Also the same place for A's Cast Live, our talk show on tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Dave Cavill will be with us to talk about the big vote coming up here this week for Howard Terminal. That's 1 o'clock tomorrow, athletics.com/AceCast. Up next, we have Vince Catronio. Is he with Tommy Everidge, Pasto? He'll be with the hitting coach, Tommy Everidge, next right here on A's Total Access.
Hey, A's fans, we've got a great deal for you. Get four tickets and parking for all Friday night games starting at just $39. Pick from great matchups, post-game fireworks and drone shows, giveaways, and more.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it.
Grab the crew and head to the Coliseum with friends and family any Friday night this season. Four tickets and parking starting at just $39 for the whole group. Tickets are available at athletics.com. That's athletics.com.
Coming in at 5 foot 3 inches, it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires postpaid Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time of use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
The more we learn about COVID-19, the more questions we have. The biggest question now, what's next? What will COVID bring in 6 months, a year? If you're feeling anxious about the future, you're not alone. Cal Hope offers free COVID-19 emotional support. Call 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step one, shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step two, level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix, we're so you.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
On a Sunday, as the A's wrap up their series with Kansas City, the humidity is gone and the temperatures are much more palatable as the A's wrap up the series after 9 runs and 14 hits. What a day to visit with hitting coach Tommy Edwards. So often we have talked where the A's are trying to grind and get a run or two. It was a great explosion yesterday. I know it brings a smile to your face. What was most important about the way you watched the A's attack and continue to attack?
Just the fact that we were attacking, you know, I thought it was good seeing the boys have confidence and kind of getting after it and having fun, and hopefully we can build off that.
I know it's a simple thing, but the leadoff guy gets on base to start the game, Tony Kemp, who's such an igniter. You score a couple of runs in the first inning. How much does that relax everybody given the challenges that the offense has had?
I think, you know, it's huge. Like, we always say it's contagious, but when the first guy gets a hit and, you know, Tony, you know, he's been working through some things, but to see, you know, him get the hit, and then it just sparked everyone else, and I just really thought that set the tone.
Seth Brown has talked about the, installation, for lack of a better word, of working and incorporating a toe tap, and when he comes to Kansas City, where he made his major league debut, Tommy, back in 19, he just seems to really see the ball well here. What has continued to impress you about his growth as a hitter and trying to become more of a complete player?
You know, I think he's just working on the right things. You know, I think they get overwhelmed sometimes, you know, the pressure or whatever, the stress up here. And, you know, he's keeping it simple and maturing. And, you know, you see him talking to other guys in the cage now, you know, about simple thoughts. And that's a good sign because he has all the talent in the world. And lately he's been really kind of – he's been stroking that ball since, last Sunday against Singer. So we're hoping for a repeat.
Tommy, you've got two young players that are going to get a lot of playing time, it would appear. Nick Allen playing second base and shortstop, and Jonah Bride getting a lot of reps at third base. They're basically cutting their teeth now on the major league level. What are you watching from them on a day-to-day basis as they try to find that routine?
You know, they actually came up with routines, you know, that are pretty mature and, you know, keeping it simple. I mean, Jonah's had the same one since, I think it was 19 in Instructs. You know, we gave it to him and or 20, and that's just a good sign. And Nicky, you know, he was up here earlier, and he's made the adjustments he needed to make. And, you know, it's just fun to watch their energy and excitement out there.
Sean Murphy is so vital to this offense. He's an important member of the middle of the lineup when things are going well. He's had kind of an up-and-down year. What are you seeing right now from the ace catcher?
He's just settling down, you know, lowering his effort level. You know, Murph is a big, old, strong guy. When he tries to do too much, you know, I mean, it's violent. It's a little out of control, and he's really calmed down over the last week, and, you know, he's getting results. I mean, he had an RBI single. It's like, you know, sometimes that's just enough. And, you know, Don't worry, the power is always going to be there. And, you know, it's just been really nice to see him kind of calm down.
And what about Ramon Laureano?
You know, Ramon, you know, he's a feisty competitor, and, you know, he's going to hit. And, you know, sometimes we just got to let ourselves do that.
The A's, after they conclude this series, and you're hoping to win in a winning series, you go to a place that's, you know, as tough a place to play as anywhere at Yankee Stadium. When you get there, and I will talk on Wednesday going into the finale of that series, what would be the message, and would it be a little bit different at a place like there in that atmosphere as opposed to someplace like Kansas City?
You know, I think the boys, I mean, if there's one thing, they like when people are there in the stadium, you know, and I think they're going to thrive off that, you know, and prove people wrong and, you know, and attack them. So I'm looking forward to the series.
Always appreciate it, Tommy.
Thank you.
Tommy Everett's joining us, A's hitting coach, and now back to you, Tony.
We've talked enough about it. Let's get it going. A's and Royals, the final game of the three-game set from Kauffman Stadium, the rubber game. Can the A's get the series victory? You're going to find out next. And don't you forget, I'll talk to you after the ball game.
School's out for summer, but if your business is running QuickBooks, you'll never get a break. Their manual processes and delays will leave you scrambling. Graduate to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. No matter how big your business grows, with NetSuite, you'll gain visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, just like 93% of surveyed businesses who already graduated. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program, so head to netsuite.com/RBI.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. N72, in-store only.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.